Ag Information Network. I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. In search of plants that can withstand expected warmer temperatures, University of California scientists say they've identified a gene that helps plants sense heat. UC Riverside researchers report locating the gene, calling it an early step in being able to influence plants' temperature responses. The university says warmer temps can encourage plants to flower early and produce fewer seeds, reducing crop yields. When it comes to climate change, consumers view agriculture as a part of the solution rather than the problem. According to AgriMarketing.com, among participants in Cargill's recent Global Feed for Thought survey, those indicating climate change as important also rated livestock and agriculture lowest in negative impact compared to other industries generally considered significant contributors. More than a third expressed confidence in agriculture's ability to limit its contributions to climate change. The National Potato Council is unhappy the Mexican Supreme Court again delayed a ruling until tomorrow on a set of cases allowing for the full importation of fresh U.S. potatoes. The delay follows a request from Mexico's potato cartel, CONPAPA, asking Mexico's president to obstruct the legal process at the expense of Mexico's trade obligations. A frustrated NPC CEO, Cam Quarles, says once we successfully prove our case through the USMCA, it will allow the U.S. to attach retaliatory tariffs to Mexican ag products until they provide the access we are due. From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update.